Blog Talk Radio.
Aloha, this is Alana Kay with the Violet Phoenix coming to you from the island of Maui, Hawaii. I see that I have a pretty full switchboard, so I have 5 calls on there already. I usually can handle about 6 calls. Sometimes it just depends on how quickly they go. But before we get started, I'd like everybody to just take some cleansing breaths. And even while you're waiting, because we are a group, once we're all on the show, we affect each other's energy like we do on the planet. And just let's try to be calm and centered and in our breath. But I realize a lot of people are dealing with anxiety, so I'm going to just give a real brief explanation other than what's on the show description of what's going on the planet right now. Since about 1987, our planet has been moving into a higher vibrational place in our universe. And we are in a electromagnetic vibrational universe. Everything is what it is based on these metaphysical laws that were preset for this universe. So what spiritual teachers do, including myself, is we've come here to help people understand how it works, especially right now, because what's happening is that we're experiencing a realm split. And the reason for it is, as I said, our planet moved into a higher vibration, and now humanity needs to move into a higher vibration. It's my understanding that there's been times on the planet, because I do recall them. I feel like I remember so much of being Lemurian, and I believe that's why I'm here on Maui right now. Lemurians were an early civilization that lived in a very high vibration. They lived very long, and there was a higher oxygen level on the planet, which enhanced that ability to live longer. And so we're here to restore it. You know, we're here to restore the integrity of the planet. Well, the planet's already been restored, but humanity needs to come along with it, because everything has to rise to the highest frequency within a certain quantum connection. So we're experiencing a realm split where the realms, there's many realms that are overlapping, kind of undulating, kind of chaotic, and we move in and out of all these different realms. That's what causes confusion. But right now, they are becoming distinct. So it is a very challenging time, but at the same time, it's a great time, because it really helps us with our discernment, knowing what realm we are aligned with. And ascension is where you align with your soul. We have a lower self, which is our imprinted, programmed, and everybody has a different experience and a different perspective for that reason, because none of us has exactly the same experience on the planet. But you do have a soul that's connected to the unified field. Unified field is such because it's unified, and that's the place where there's harmony. That's why we're moving into the Aquarian age. Looks really bad, but it's because of a realm split. So I'm always telling everybody, stay in your own lane, choose your lane, stay in it, work to stay in the one you want to be in. If you want to stay in the one where everybody's fighting and mad at each other, clashing agendas, misunderstandings, then fine. And it's going to be kind of a rough ride. Or you want to move into heaven, you can wear this planet and its problems as a loose garment. And you can even go farther than that if you want. You can move into pure love, which is what true ascension is. But ascension happens in degrees, and it's one day at a time. And it is it's not something that just happens to you. It's something you have to actively participate in. So I'm going to go to the switchboard. It's a very complex subject, actually. It's very unique to each individual. And I try to tune in and help you understand in your particular situation what you can do to raise your vibration. And let's keep it real specific, and it's about your energy. It's how you feel. It's not about predicting the future. So I'm going to go to the first call, 650. I think I have six calls now. All right, 650 area code. What can I work on with you today?
Hi, Ilana. Thanks for taking my call. Finally got in. I've been trying to call you for a few weeks now.
Good.
Yeah, it's nice to be able to get through. Mm-hmm. I've been, working on myself on a spiritual journey for many, many years, and just wondering, like, what you see in terms of my growth and work, and, you know, anything comes up for you from my guides?
Yeah, right away something came. I get it in so many different ways. I was just showing your soul expanding within, and that was telling me, and I also got the explanation for it real quickly, is that you'll want to be willing to spend time expanding your heart center, your feeling center. You already have a very well-developed feeling center, and you just need to increase that. And the way you do it is by engaging in it, because you're kind of in a transition area where you need to go deeper, and then what your true calling is going to start to show up. And you're going to know, and these words are all coming from guides, pretty much everything I say is coming from one guide or another, that as you move along, the way you know how well you're doing is if the things of your soul start to just magically, automatically show up in your life.
Hmm.
What can I help you understand about that? Have you experienced that magic already?
Not quite.
Yeah, and the other thing I was going to mention that everybody needs to understand is when you move into where you're really just in your soul identity, everything you need and all the people and everything just show up. It just automatically manifests. And so if things aren't manifesting, that means we're too plugged into the matrix, we're too plugged into the lower energies. Not that they're always bad. You know, a lot of times it can just be fatigue, stagnance, things aren't moving. But you've done a beautiful job with your work so far, and it's just a matter of staying with it. And we always have to act like we have forever. As soon as we start to think, well, I'm worried about the money, or I'm worried about this, or schedules, then what we do is we pinch it off. So you want to have, like, really glorious, luxurious times when you just take the time to just feel your soul and listen to your soul, connect with nature, whatever your favorite music is. It seems to me, because that came up, it's probably music might be something that helps you connect with the deeper realms. And then that's
mm-hmm,
what
does.
You're that mm-hmm. Yeah. And then stay with that. Just stay with it. Act like you have forever. And then when you get in that space, then try really hard to stay there as you start to step into just your quote-unquote workaday world and the normal things of life. Stay in that space. Not like, okay, it's over now. Now I got to get back to reality. Just take that with you. And then what will happen is some things are going to start showing up. Like, you might start getting creative inspiration, and then it's just like working out with weights, working out at the gym. If you get creative inspiration and you act on it, the more you do that, the stronger it gets, the stronger the connection gets. We all have the ability to be amazing creators and amazing,
right.
You know, use our heart intelligence, and yeah. And that's what I have for you.
Mm-hmm. I've been working on myself, but I was told that it's not just a matter of, like, what you were saying resonates, that, you know, it'll just show up if you're, like, sort of in tune with your soul, everything will start showing up in your life. It's also that timing, divine timing. I was told that
mm-hmm.
sometimes things just don't show up because they're not meant to show up. So despite all my efforts and
I know.
Work, yeah, mm-hmm. you know, I just feel,
well,
I just felt
I'll
like it
what.
Wasn't meant to happen until it's supposed to happen. And I was just wondering if you saw anything.
That's one way of looking at it. That's one way of looking at it. But because this show and Spirit has said, you know, like I said, it's a step-by-step. It's like a Rubik's Cube. It's one thing at a time, and one thing releases another. And I've been doing these kind of readings since the 90s. I would almost say that's fine to kind of put your mind to rest, but whatever Spirit gives me for somebody, it's really important to understand that that's the most important thing, that perhaps a divine timing issue wasn't really the issue. That's what I'm trying to say, that it's more about being able to stay connected to your soul. And a book that I really recommend to people if you need help with that, first of all, whatever things really sing to your heart, whatever helps you feel connected, use those as much as you can. And then, like I said, try to take it with you when you go, not to break your life up. You can always stay in your heart. I do that. And I had to learn how to do that. But one book that I think that really helps with that is, besides knowing what sings to your heart, is Eckhart Tolle's The Power of Now.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's a really good book. I reread it this last year after getting it when it first came out. It's really a New Age Bible. It's a fifth dimension Bible. It's very important. Okay, well, yeah, that sounds wonderful. I know you've done a great job. I can tell. I can feel it and sense it in your energy. I can hear it in your voice. And just keep going. Keep going deeper and get stronger in your connection. That's what you're supposed to be doing right now. And then when things start showing up and popping, then you'll know you're there. But you keep going, though. You still have to keep deepening the connection. Okay?
Oh, of course. Yeah. Right.
Thanks
Thank
for
you.
Calling.
Take care.
Okay, thanks, you too. Yeah, the thing about ascending is we're constantly rising. Everything's always rising. That's metaphysical law. So that's one of the aspects of Christ consciousness is expansion. You're always expanding and growing. If you look at the universe, it's always expanding and growing, and so are we because we're part of this. Or it's a part of us, or you know how that goes. Okay, so I'm going to the, I'm sorry, I have to put you back on hold. I grabbed the wrong call. That was 510. I have to go back to this one. Going to the 205 area code, what can I work on with you today?
Hi, Elena. Thank you so much for taking my call. And yes,
sure.
What I would like to know is, am I in line with my soul purpose?
Are you in line with your soul purpose? Oh, with your soul purpose.
Yes.
I'm getting that interesting answer to the question that you're aligned with your soul, but you're not aligned with your purpose. I see a lot of things clashing up against your energy. Are you trying to put a square peg in a round hole?
Yeah.
It's time. Yeah, so you got a lot of strength. I mean, everybody has to do it their own way. Some people want to start doing their soul purpose on the weekends. Some people want to do it. They want to, you know, do it in increments or whatever or at a workshop. But I think the stronger your connection to your soul, the more you can do, like, these quantum leaps. And it is to the point where if you've done enough work, there's been enough pioneers on the planet to create the pathways for moving into your, you know, some people can take a quantum leap. I don't know. How do you feel? Do you feel comfortable just jumping off of what you're doing? Is it taking too much of your time? Like I said, there's a lot of interference from things that aren't congruent with your soul. That was the first thing I saw. So.
Right. There is. And I'll try to find ways to not have so much interference, but it almost just, I'm not going to use the word seem impossible, but yeah.
I just got what the answer is. The answer is because you need to just spend some time by yourself and disregard all of the interference, give yourself permission to do that, and then what you want to do is ask your soul, what's my next best step.
Wow. Yes.
And that's going to be a good exercise for you, because we need to know that all the time anyway. If you try to process too much at one time, you're not going to get an answer. This is good for everybody to hear, especially as we're going through this process. That's why I said, I'll ask for the one thing. I ask Spirit to tell me what's the one thing this person needs to know. And that's important for everybody else to do that. When you say, Spirit, what do I need to know? What do I need to let go of? What do I need to know? What do I need to step up to? Or whatever, but ask one question and then expect the answer to come to you. And it's going to be easier for some than it is for others. But yeah, that's what you're supposed to do. And your soul is going to tell you. Yeah, that's good. I'm being told just leave it there. You get what I'm saying? I just wanted to explain it to everybody. Because this is a show about educating everybody, and everybody can learn from everybody's situation. Well, thanks for calling in, and everybody please call back when you have results and let me know how things are going. I will be here every Sunday, and I plan to do a one-hour show as soon as I can. All right. Well, thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Aloha. Now I am going to the 510 area code. What can I work on with you today?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, yes. My name is Tasha. I'm calling from California, and I want to see what you have for me.
Let me see. Do you live in one of the more populated areas?
I'm in California, but no.
I know, I realize. But I know there's a lot of areas that are heavily populated. Okay. The first thing that I get for you is to find your way to connect to your soul and to connect to higher consciousness. Do you know what it is so far, or are you just beginning on that path now?
What, to connect to my higher self?
Yeah.
I've been on that path for a while.
Yeah, and you have ways that you know you can connect even though you're in an area that has a lot of, I'm getting an echo.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So you say that you know the ways in which you can connect even though you're in a large city with a lot. Oh, it's a really loud echo. Oh, that's something else. Oh, that's not my echo. That's somebody else. Can you come up with a specific question, perhaps?
What you say? Am I connected to my husband? I said I've been doing that for a while, so I'm trying to see what my soul wants me to know.
Right, you want to see what I? Well, I got to be honest with you. What I'm getting is that you need to. It will really help you right now to identify. Oh, to identify the. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, okay. It didn't sound because of the background noise change. To identify the ways in which you connect and really nurture those.
Okay.
And so I was just asking, do you know the ways that you connect? Because a lot of people have to do, that's what I used this whole year for, and a lot of people did. I was off of work, not everybody was, but part of this ascension process is to spend more time just listening to and feeling our soul. Because I'm seeing that your energy is more distributed on the outside than it is on the inside. And you need it to be, that what will end up happening is you'll sense your identity as all of that and not as your inner. And so what I'm saying is to get a stronger connection with your soul identity. But in your case, I was getting specifically that you need to be a little more certain about what the ways are. And I'm getting that water is a strength for you. Whether it's getting in water, looking at water, just water, period. It might have something to do with your planetary arrangement, or it could just have something to do with your inner nature.
Okay.
Okay. I know that that was, when people hear that, I know that isn't the funnest thing. But if you want to know, I can, like, help you. Do you want to know, like, what you think you're going to find there? Sometimes I can tune into that, like, is that what you were looking for? Like, what are your special gifts?
Yeah. Can you tune into that?
Yeah, I can tune into that. I do it by tuning into your individual. I used to do that on my show, The Soul Sherpa. But it seems like you just need more before I cut you loose. And that's part of ascension. Part of ascension is engaging in and using your gifts, because that's like I said, going to the gym, using that. You got to use those things. Have you gone to school at all, college?
Yeah, I have done that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's one of your strong points. I'm not sure if you're aware of it, is your keen intellect. You have I am seeing that, and like I said, you got to develop this. You got to get, and I think sometimes knowing what it is, that's one reason I can relay that to people, kind of helps you develop it. Is what I'm seeing is, and this is what they said, is it's your heart intelligence. You know, there's book intelligence, and then there's heart intelligence. I don't know if you've noticed when you're in a learning situation, you'll like, they're telling you this or teaching you this, and then something inside of you is like keying in and clarifying and expanding things for you, whatever's being put in front of you. That's your heart intelligence. And I'm getting that you need to value your heart intelligence, know the difference, and really go with that and know that that's a gift of yours. And when you're getting that keen intellect, or a really good way of looking at things when you're in a certain space inside yourself, that's coming from, when I say heart intelligence, that's coming from the unified field. And that's to be trusted, developed, honored. And that's where Tesla and Einstein got their stuff from. And they even said that, if you look at some of the things that they've written, that they got their discoveries and their science from the heart level, the unified field. So that's where I'm going to cut you loose. And I think that probably resonates with you. And congratulations. All right. Thanks for calling in. And by the way, everybody, thanks for calling in. People learn from all the calls. I had a great show last week, and this one's going really good too. People ask really good questions. Okay, so I'm going to the 323 area code. What can I work on with you today?
Aloha, this is David.
Hi, David.
You and I talked several years ago. Nice to reconnect. I tend to feel like I'm an old soul and I've done a lot. And
mm-hmm.
I kind of feel like I've accomplished everything I wanted to in this plane. And I've kind of come to look at my life as, you know, finishing my karma, saying goodbye, paying debts, doing all that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm fine with that. But I've been coasting now for about 10, 12 years, and literally nothing's happening. And so I'm wondering if there are areas that I haven't tidied up yet, or if I'm all done, if the slate's clean, why am I still here?
Oh, very good question. That's fabulous. I just had a discussion like this yesterday with somebody. Do you feel like you're a volunteer, or do you really feel like you came here to finish up karma?
Finish up karma. I've tried volunteering, and it's just not me. I mean, it's not that it's just not me. When I go to a homeless shelter.
No, I mean, are you? No, that's not what I mean. I mean,
okay.
A volunteer on Earth, like you just chose to come here to help with the ascension of the planet.
Yeah, I go back and forth. I mean, I feel like I either volunteer I often feel like I'm trapped here, like we're caught in this reincarnational matrix and can't get out.
No. Okay, I'm going to try to give you this, and you can sit on it. I'm sure you can do that, and you can decide if you want to. What I'm getting is you're a volunteer, and the reason you feel the way that you do is because you need to really search your soul, go deep inside yourself and say, okay, what am I doing now? I've done that. See, I am getting there's a doneness. There definitely is. I can confirm that for you. It's not that you have to polish something up. But I'm getting that from this point on, it can be more like on your terms. You did come. You did have to accomplish a certain A, B, C, D, E, F, G. you did that, you're done with that, and now it's more like on your terms. And you're going to know what it is. And it's more of a, what I'm seeing. I can, like, feel it by flashing your energy and seeing it. I'm not sure how to describe it. Hang on a second. It's like more of a freedom. More of a freedom. I see sparkles, freedom. That's what's happening to me, too. I keep getting freedom and freedom songs and freedom, freedom, freedom. And I do feel like I'm done with something also. Your terms, what am I listening? Hang on a second. Yeah, there's no obligations, nothing you need to fix yet. There's something in your mental. Let me see what that is. I see a mental ceiling. The mental ceiling is coming from things you've learned from other spiritual teachers and so on and so forth. You need to consult the spiritual teacher inside of you. Consult the ascended master inside of you. And that's what it is. I'm seeing there's a mental ceiling, and it's there. It's been created by the other spiritual teachings that you've picked up from other people. And that, yeah. Does that make sense?
It does.
But your inner master.
It's great to hear, because I've kind of decided that I'm kind of done listening to what other people have to say about life and reality and my soul and where I'm going and what I'm supposed to be doing, and yet here I am talking to you. So it's interesting because, yes, I feel like all the rest of my answers are in me, and it may be a challenge to find them, but they're inside.
Yes. Perfect. Wonderful. And don't be surprised. Just trust it. Have that intention. You'll get the stuff and you go, yeah, sounds good to me. Okay. Well, happy travels.
Right.
Have fun.
All blessings.
Okay, thanks. Whoops, I lost my switchboard. Where's my switchboard? Oh, there we are. Okay, thanks, David. We'll talk to you next time. Let us know what happens.
Okay. Aloha.
All right, I'm going to 440. I'm going to try to get both of these. I have a Skype call after this. I'm going to try to... Oh, my switchboard's moving slow. Oh, because I kind of lost my internet. That's why. That's so annoying. Does that. There it is. Okay. I still have David on the line because it's not hanging up because my internet was off. There we go. Okay. Now I'm going to 440. Hi. What can I work on with you today?
Hi. My name is Patricia. And I've been teaching myself through books, proofreading symbols, and preparing myself to work as a freelance proofreader. And I need, among several skill sets. But I'm wondering, and it's online that I'm interested in online documents, and I need to get some guidance as to, I'm a bit limited because I don't have access to the internet. And of course that takes, you know, the income to have the service and my computer. Eventually I'll need a new one. But I'm just trying to determine the best entree into which document is simplest to do online.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Okay, I'm going to try to wrap it up because I got to grab the other call and I'll get cut off pretty soon. So, yeah, I'm already seeing things for you. What I'm getting is make sure that what's happening is that you're vibrating too low to manifest the things you need for this. I'm getting that this is a good direction for you, but you need to set it up so that you have maximum freedom, and that might be why you're doing it. But don't think of it in terms of, Spirit is saying this, it's up to you if you want to take it, in terms of full-time 40 hours a week. That's too much. You need to have fun, because if you're not having fun, you won't manifest the things you need. And this is something everybody needs to hear. You can either have fun while you're doing what you're doing. You can have fun other times, whatever it is. Have as much fun as you possibly can, because that's what manifests. That's the energy that where things just show up. So
yes,
that's what That's what I'm getting, is that's how things will come, that you are on the right.
Hello?
Hi. So, yeah, try to have more fun, okay? Be happier, and don't be concerned about how the things show up. This will be a good lesson for you to have fun and just see how they show up, but they'll only show up if you do that. That's your next step in your ascension, okay? And I appreciate your call. I'm going to have to get to my next call because my show's about to end, okay? Thank you for calling in. Aloha. Whoops. Okay.
Hi.
I have my Skype call. Hi. What can I work on with you today?
Hi, MK. I know you don't have much time. Can you help me work on a session with some harmony between me and a male friend who...
do that because the show is about just everything within you. I can't really... you got to find the harmony inside of yourself, and then that harmony will spread into everything that you're connected to. And I know I've talked to you before. Let me see if there's one little thing. It's going to cut me off. If there's one little thing I can kind of give you, harmony with the other. This is a karmic relationship. Use everything in this relationship to, you know, it's always, unless that person stops being who they are and you stop being who you are, it's going to stay the same. And whenever because it's very karmic, if you change one thing about yourself and really work on that, then the opposite, it's an equal and opposite reaction from the other person. So change something you're doing, it'll change something that they're doing. Okay? So just try that and see what happens. Play around with those kinds of things. Okay? Thanks for calling in.
Thank
you. You're welcome. Thanks to all the brave people who called in. You've helped a lot more people than you realize. And people listen to these archives, and they can glean a lot of insight from the things we talked about today. So we'll see you next Sunday, same time, same place. Aloha.